Neocon Nikki Haley has finally bent the knee. She has kissed the ring of Donald Trump, endorsing him for president in 2024, although rather lacklusterly and unenthusiastically, and seemingly coming with a caveat that if he doesn't pick her as his VP running mate, then he's gonna lose.
I put my priorities on a president who's gonna have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account.
Well, of course, your priorities are with foreign countries. We know that's why Candace Owens said that you should run for the president of Israel instead of the United States.
Who would secure the border.
Oh, yes.
No more excuses. A president who would support capitalism and freedom.
Trump.
A president who understands we need less debt, not more debt.
Of course.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times.
We've heard you.
But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Duh.
So I will be voting for Trump.
Oh.
Having said that.
caveat.
I stand by what I said in my suspension speech.
Oh, that he can't win? So you're just throwing your vote away and you're going to vote for a loser?
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Trump better pick me as his VP running mate, otherwise he's going to lose, and I won't throw my full support behind him as the election approaches.
And I genuinely hope he does that.
We're trying to coerce him behind the scenes in order to get him to do that so that we can JFK him and then I'll be the president. It's obvious that someone is not an America First candidate when the first reason that they lay out for voting for someone is their foreign policy, helping American allies halfway around the world instead of dealing with the problems that we have here at home. Just a few weeks ago, after Neocon Nikki's team started floating the rumor in the media that she was on the shortlist for the VP, trying to coerce the Trump campaign into picking her, he thankfully did the right thing and issued a statement saying that that was fake news. Most hurt is Ben Shapiro, who appears to have abandoned all of his American election coverage and instead is tweeting and retweeting incessantly about what's going on over in Israel, particularly extremely upset that the International Criminal Court prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his treatment of Palestinian civilians. Further angering the neocons is the fact that numerous European countries, including Norway, Ireland, and Spain, just voted to officially recognize Palestine as a country, as a state, because ever since 1948, when the country of Israel, the state of Israel, was created, which resulted in 750,000 Palestinians being kicked out of the region in an event called the Nakba, or the Palestinian expulsion or exodus, the neocon establishment has refused to acknowledge Palestinians having a country at all because they want that entire region of the land for the Jews. And while they claim that it was just an empty desert and there was nobody there, this uncovered clip of President Truman discussing the creation of the State of Israel tells a different story.
Don't think that decision to recognize Israel is an easy one. I had to make a compromise with the Arabs and divide Palestine. The Jews wanted to chase all the Arabs into the Tigris and Euphrates River, and the Arabs wanted to chase all the Jews into the Red Sea. And what I was trying to do was to find a homeland for the Jews and still be just with the Arabs. We had several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything. It couldn't be done. We had to take it in small doses. You can't move 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased. We had all sorts of objections to everything that was done. Something had to be done. We went ahead and done it and had it done, and now it's working out. Eventually, I think we'll have them all satisfied. but it's going to take a great deal of time yet to get the job done.